Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
There were some fabulous moments at the Emmys last night. Henry Winkler reunited with Ron Howard to present an award.
Did you notice anything though?
Well, there was no music when that thing went up.
No theme song. Candace Bergen had a theme song.
Yeah, of course she would get one.
Well, I have a solution.
What?
Well, you know, you could do it.
No, come on. First of all, I'm out of practice. And second of all, it takes schooling and, you know.
You went to the Yale School of Drama, Henry. Come on, you know you can do it.
He gave a little, hey. So, Jean Smart, you remember Charlene from Designing Women? She actually stars in the comedy series Hacks and accepted Outstanding Lead Actress.
I appreciate this because I just don't get enough attention. I'm serious. Okay, anyway.
She made jokes throughout her speech. She's awesome. Tito Jackson, the guitar-playing brother in the Jackson 5 and later the Jacksons, has died at the age of 70. Jackson reportedly suffered a heart attack while driving from New Mexico to Oklahoma. Speaking of driving, Justin Timberlake's DWI charge has been dropped after a plea deal reduced it to a traffic violation. He pled guilty to driving while ability impaired. That's a DWAI, paying a $500 fine and completing 25 hours of community service. He spoke to reporters afterward.
Even if you've had one drink, don't get behind the wheel of a car. There's so many alternatives. Call a friend. This is a mistake that I made, but I'm hoping that whoever's watching and listening right now can learn from this mistake. I know that I certainly have.
I hope so. Witnesses say Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were holding hands and kissing during a lunch date with their kids. But a source says the divorce is still on. They just got together so the kids could see each other. Dave Bautista opened up about his weight loss journey, revealing he's working hard to stay slim.
People say, God, you're skinny. I've even saw online some people are worried about my health. And when I say it out loud to people, I'm 6'4", 240 pounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's they think I'm like anorexic, but I'm just a large human being.
Yeah, he is a large human being. It's overwhelming how big he is. Beetlejuice kept its hold on the box office with a $51.6 million weekend. And Rosie O'Donnell has announced that she underwent treatment for skin cancer.
So I had a little thing on my eye. I went to the doctor and they said it was basal cell skin cancer. She's like, yeah, that's definitely skin cancer and I'd like to take it out right now. I was like, right now?
Yeah, you don't have to wait for surgery. The Cure will release their new album on November 1st, and the royal family official Insta wished Prince Harry a very happy 40th birthday over the weekend. This is big, y'all. Let the healing begin. Or not.
I've seen behind the curtain. I've seen the business model. I know how this operation runs and how it works.
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of this. You inherit the risk that comes with it. You inherit every element of it without choice.
Yeah. And a dirt alert. Okay, so I shared with you about the whole Dave Grohl situation. And he may have been having a little side fling with a woman in the adult film industry, but she says she's not the one who had his baby. Uh-oh. This is starting to get a little too complicated for the Daily Dust. I gotta go. My mom called. I gotta go.